Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where frontline sales leaders teach you how to build and scale an outbound sales team. Welcome back to the Predictable Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stewart. Today, I'm joined by a founder of three different companies, including a digital agency, a SaaS company, and an educational company. The reason I'm super pumped to get him on the show is he was introduced to me by somebody else, and he said, listen, you gotta have this guy on the show. He's got three different companies, but not just that. He's had an agency that's helped tons of companies grow. He's got a SaaS company that grew like crazy. And he's got this really interesting method that you gotta check out. And so I got a chance to meet Johan. I butchered it again. Johan, I'm sorry. And I will get this right. I know it and I just can't spit it out correctly. I don't know why.
It's all good. Keep going.
And we got a chance to meet. And the thing that I really loved about our conversation was the framework that you had for looking at a company's revenue strategy, looking at identifying where the bottlenecks were and figuring out how to unlock sort of the things that were preventing the company from growing. So without further ado, Johan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be here.
So I'm just boggled. I'm part of one business and it's enough. How do you manage with three?
Blood, sweat, tears, and a really, really, really good team. So without my team, I couldn't do anything. No man is a silo. So yeah, it all comes down to teamwork. And teamwork is solidified by leadership. So leadership comes from really good mentors. And so there's a cascading effect there. And I have currently three billionaires who are mentoring me. So that's how I say that I can get through the day.
Yeah. That's three billionaires. It's got to be helpful.
One hour conversation with any one of them leads to about 30 or 40 hours of extra work for me. So it's awesome.
That's the exact kind of conversation you're looking for, a real high impact. Yeah. So tell me, like the framework they're going to walk through, where did this come from? How did you figure this out?
Awesome. So we've had the digital agency for more than 10 years now. I've been in business since 2004. And through that, we've consulted, helped build, grow, and scale many, many businesses. And then one day, I haven't been to a seminar. Have you been to a seminar lately or ever?
I've been to a couple, but not anything recent. And one was just the last one was a friend of mine was running one. And so I went to witness how he does it.
Yeah. So I get this call from this friend. He goes, you got to go check out this guy. I haven't been to a seminar since 2008. So I go to the seminar and I sit down and there's this little old lady. She's 65 years old. She's sitting next to me and it's a full day seminar, a full day workshop, I should say. Mm-hmm. And we become friends. And I realize that one, she's been struggling trying to figure out how to build her business. Two, she's got $26,000 in savings. Three, this guy makes a pitch at the end of the day, which I know is complete bullshit. And he charges 25 grand. And the little old lady, little grandma, that's her, I was calling her grandma. Little grandma goes up and pays him 25 out of her $26,000. I begged her not to do it because there's no way she could implement or action what he was teaching. But she did it anyway. She said, I don't have as much time as you. I have no legacy to leave for my kids. And this is what I need to do. And I was just sitting there going, the events industry is a bit messed up. Two, they don't actually give people real, most of the people, I'm not going to say, actually, no, I shouldn't generalize, but a lot of the people nowadays who are jumping up on stages, they're trained, NLP trained, they're trained to extract money from the audience. We all know this. And there's no such thing as a free lunch. People go to these things. Anyway, so I wanted to create something that was real, something that where I could get all the people who've helped me build, grow, and scale businesses over the last, 10 years, get them in front of these people. They're not trained speakers. They're just good and great at what they do. And this is what they do all day, every day on the front line. So from that, Business Authorities was born. And we said, okay, 14 years of data in the brain. How do we build, grow, and scale a business? And now preceding that was my SaaS company that you talked about. The SaaS company, we went from zero to 20 million in 4 years. How is that different compared to my digital agency? My digital agency took 10 years to get to a million. Huge difference. Huge difference in the outcomes and the blood, sweat, and tears, right? Because the digital agency has huge overheads, a huge amount of staff. The SaaS company did not. The SaaS company was built with strategy in mind. The very first thing that we did was we determined that we wanted to take it to $100 million. Step number one. So it's mindset. Now, you know, 4 years in, we're at 20, and in the next 3 years, we will get to 100. We now dominate the industry in our marketplace that we play in over here, in our little pond. So step one of the framework was mindset. We had a vision in mind. We knew exactly what we wanted. Therefore, every decision that we ever made had to head towards that that end outcome. If it didn't serve the end outcome, it did not get actioned, or it wasn't even put on the table because that's what it is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So once we knew what we wanted, then we needed to understand who do we serve. So how many, you know, too many businesses that I speak to, they always say, I go, who do you serve? Who are your clients? Who are your ideal clients? They go, anybody with arms and legs. I'm like, okay, anybody with a heartbeat. Like, they will serve anybody. I'm like, no, you need to segregate. You need to differentiate. You need to identify your ideal clients. And so in our space, so let's talk about real estate. So we're in the real estate space in the SaaS company. We can serve anything from, you know, four-bedroom townhouses through to hotels, and now we're serving councils. So if you think about it, the impact that we're having, if we serve a apartment building with 10 apartments, right, as opposed to a council with 10,000 people, which one creates a greater impact? Mm-hmm. The council or the development, right? So we've just got on one of the new developments. So Australia is brand new. We're only 200 years old. I suspect like Canada as well. You know, and so we have so much development going on all the time. And so we've got a new estate that we're onboarding, that we're building this for. And it's 22,000 homes that are getting built. So one of our projects is a 22,000 home, you know, thing. So we can serve those guys a lot more. So who do we serve? And that was very important because we needed to make sure the people that we serve get a huge ROI from their investment with us. Therefore, it becomes an irresistible offer. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So that's step two. Who do we serve? Step number three. Well, step two is also our vision, mission, purpose, all of those things. Step number three, we needed to build a brand that would attract the right clients to us. So our brand, it's green. You know, we've got green because everybody in the real estate industry, they want to be part of the smart, the green revolution. And the next thing on top of that is they want to be part of the smart communities revolution. Everything's now getting connected. So our tagline, so our company is called Building Interactive, implying interactive buildings. And then the tagline says, creating smart cities, one building at a time. So our brand is all around that. Our messaging is all around that. So therefore, anybody who looks at that, they go green subconsciously and the smart city revolution. Therefore, we want to be part of this. So our branding, our messaging, everything is to do with that message. Therefore, it attracts the right people. So now we automatically attract the right clients. Then the step number four is presence. Online, offline, all of our presence. And so anywhere that people interact with us, they understand how we're going to add to their bottom line. That's all we care about. Step number five, leveraging technology. How do we leverage technology? We've got this beautiful thing. I'm talking to you on a mobile phone right now. And we've had these since 2007. Thank you, Steve Jobs. We are leveraging technology right now. You know, if this was 20 years ago, you and I would never have met. So thanks to technology, we can literally get access to anyone and everyone. So this is one step that most people don't even use in their companies. If you and I, or if I could, so what I did is we recorded our top sales guys on video, and we send those videos directly to our ideal clients. Short little snippets telling them about how we can benefit their bottom line, how we can make them look good, how we can, you know, get them on the edge of and make them a leader in the industry. Videos. How many times can we get them to play those videos? Many, many, many times. Well, you do it once and it's there forever. Just like this podcast, it's going to be there. You're leveraging it. It's going to be there forever. So leveraging technology. Step number seven, six, is compounding your sales. Now, this is what your podcast is about. When we used to first go in, now our item, our price point is at $50,000. So when we used to go in, our sales cycle was 6 months to a year because it's B2B. And that was a pain in the ass, right? To wait 6 months to a year to get the order to convince these guys. Now our sales cycle is 2 months. And every time we go in, we close 10 to 15 deals on that one deal.
Hmm.
So we've reduced our sales cycle and we've sped up and we've acquired way more than we needed to, than we could in the past. We did that by compounding our sales, having a proper, you know, a really, really, really good pitch deck, which focused nothing to do with us. It was all on them and how they're going to make money from our product and how it makes their company better. So once that's done, by now, you're not even working in the company anymore. So step 1 to 3 is the foundations. Most businesses don't even have those foundations. Step 3 to 6 is the growth phase. So once you're in the growth phase, now your company is accelerating. You're, depending on your price point, generally you're at about 2 mil by now. And then now we're going to talk about the magnification phase, which is scaling. So scaling policies, procedures, systemization, so that pretty much a 15-year-old could run your business like McDonald's. Once you have that, now the next stage is called amplifying your tribe, which is the fun part. All you get to do is do joint ventures, get on PR, and you're, you know, getting all these people, your ideal clients, your ideal employees to start working for you. You can onboard 50 employees at this stage if you wanted to. You could onboard 50 clients if you wanted to, because your systems and your business are all working for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So now once we've done that, then you become the dominant player in your industry. So dominating your industry is the next step. How do we become top of mind? So how did we do that? We went to all of our competitors. Every time we went into a meeting and they go, oh, we think there's this other company who does stuff like you. We go, great, wrote their name down, went, had a meeting with them, said, hey, look, these guys think we're competitors. We're actually not. Here's why. Let's create a complementation strategy. And so we went in and our 5 top competitors that people perceived as our top competitors, we went and created an alliance with them. Therefore, now we turn their sales team into our sales team into their sales team. Everybody wins because it's a win-win situation. And the power of our offering of 5 products when for the price of 1 or under 1 roof, it made the client's life so much easier. They were like, holy wow, you have a super offer. So we're like, yeah, that's what we do. So once that was done, nobody else could penetrate the market because no one can come up with these 5 solutions all put together as one. Now, these are companies that have existed for, you know, 20 years that we've amalgamated and created one offering. So that's how we dominated the industry. And then from there, we go into building your empire. The last step, which is the step that people generally start off with. You go, I'm going to build an empire. But now you can build an empire because you can, you know, buy up mergers, acquisitions. You can buy up other companies. You can buy up other databases. You can get into philanthropy. You can get into foundation work. You can do whatever you want at this stage because now cash flow, money is not an issue. And then this is where we get a bit, you know, spiritual. And, well, what happens once you have no need to acquire any more money? You just want to do good in the world. It's just part of human nature. And so once you're at that stage, all you're doing every day is focusing on how can I make the world better, not only for me but for my children and for other people. So that's what building an empire means to me.
Awesome. And that's the final step, building the empire, creating dominance.
Correct.
Awesome. Perfect. And so in our pre-interview, we got really deep into sort of a framework for looking at all the different pieces of a revenue generation strategy. And I love the way that you sort of broke it down to almost an atomic level. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Awesome. Well, funnily enough, we call it the atomic marketing framework. And the reason for that is these are the atoms that build, they're the building blocks of your business. If you don't have this in your business is not going to be successful. So step 1. So I love formulas. I'm a scientist. I'm a geek. You know, this is how I do it. Step 1 is know your ideal client. Step 2 is, hey, we need to figure out how we attract that ideal client. So what different traffic generation strategies? So, you know, off Facebook, Google, TV advertising, radio advertising. You never see a Lamborghini ad on TV. Why? They're not there. They're in Forbes magazine, etc. So know exactly where your ideal client hangs out. Target market directly to them. So that's step 2. Step 3, add some value. Now, we all know this. We've all been through this. We've downloaded a million ebooks that are sitting on the graveyard in our, you know, on our desktop somewhere where you've downloaded these ebooks. You never read them. We know this, but you need to create some sort of lead magnet, which adds massive value to people. People are not reading ebooks anymore. You know, give them quick snippet videos, etc. So give them that lead magnet. Once you give them that lead magnet, where do they go? They need to go into your CRM. Now, this is something I wish I learned many, many years ago because I could have built a mega database if I did. get yourself a CRM. It's the most important thing that you'll ever do. It's a great investment. So CRM, once they're in the CRM, guess what happens? As soon as they downloaded that lead magnet, whatever it is, or watched the video, or whatever they did, they now get a short-term nurture, which again adds more value. I'll give you an example on this. Let's picture, for some odd reason, that there's this geek, and the geek has no idea how to pick up a chick. If you teach him in video number one how to go and approach and talk to a girl, and then say, go try it out. These are the three steps to go in approaching a girl. And so he goes and tries it out. And he comes back. He's like, oh my God, that's amazing. 2 days later, he gets another video. Okay, now this is how to engage in conversation and get her phone number. Goes, tries it out, comes back. He's like, holy shit, I got a number. Okay, now you got a number. Guess what? You got to ask her out on a date, right? Now, this is my era. You know, kids these days, they've got Tinder and they just swipe left and right.
Swipe, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we had to call them up and actually ask them on dates. So now you call them up, how to engage in conversation that then leads them to the date. Step number four, you're on the date. How do you either wed them or bed them? And in order to get from D to Z, so you've gone from A to D, to go from D to Z, you got to buy the course or buy whatever. But either way, it's called results in advance. So in that step, in that short-term nurture, what you're doing is you're giving them results in advance. Once you give them results in advance, it's built the know, like, and trust. Once they know, like, and trust you, guess what? They turn into raving fans as long as you keep delivering, right? That's the short term. Then you put them into a long-term nurture. Once they're in the long-term nurture, they're there. You're top of mind. You're the person who gives them the information about whatever you need to give them, whatever niche you're in, and you're always top of mind. That's the reason why you see all these influencers who are always top of mind. They're always creating content because they're not selling you stuff every day, but they just want to be top of mind for when they're ready to sell you something. Mm-hmm. So that's that step. Now you need to make them an offer. Step number seven. Once you make them an offer, that has to be an irresistible offer. Once you do that, guess what? People are going to buy it. So now you have to onboard. So you have to onboard them, have a system to onboard. Most people don't have a system to onboard. Once you onboard them, then you need to deliver and wow. So you need to give them what you promised them. And then you need to wow them. And then you need to ask for referrals. That's the last step. And most people don't ask for referrals. And actually, referrals is not even the last step, or second last step, I should say. It should be embedded throughout your entire sales process. So we ask for referrals on the first phone call. Hey, Colin, you know, I hope you've enjoyed this call. Do you know any business owners that would benefit from what we have to share? The answer is probably going to be, yeah, I do, actually. I've got this business owner. He's struggling. He doesn't know how to generate leads. He doesn't know how to systemize. He doesn't know how to automate. I'd love to make a referral to you. Fantastic. Thank you, Colin. Now, you didn't buy from us, but you generated a referral for us. And so at every stage, we ask for referrals. So referral strategies need to be implemented during your entire process. Now, the last step is to upsell, because you've got those people, you've solved one problem. It doesn't matter if you've solved one problem, they still have 100 other problems, right? So once you've solved their first problem, guess what? They've got all these other problems, which are a compound effect of, hey, you know what? I didn't know how to generate leads. Holy shit, Colin, now I've got too many leads. What do I do? Okay, cool, let's systemize your business. Oh my God, you know, we've systemized, but guess what? Now we need to onboard more staff. We need more, you know, staff training, all those things. We need policies, procedures, and now we need to do whatever we need to do, open up new channels. So that's our framework. So I'll just run through it one more time so that they have a snapshot. Step number one, ideal client. Step number two, the channels, the targeted marketing. Step number three, the lead magnet, really good. Step number four, get them into your CRM so that you have follow-up systems. Step number five, a short-term nurture. Step number six, long-term nurture. Step number seven, make an offer. Step number eight, onboarding. Step number nine, referrals. Step number 10, upselling, downselling, cross-selling them.
Perfect. I think I had a couple steps mixed together, but I think I've got it. So lead magnet capture, short-term nurture is where you were talking about the results in advance, creating those raving fans, and then the long-term nurture, keeping yourself top of mind.
Correct. Awesome.
Beauty. And so when you work with a business, are you mapping out these sort of steps? Like what does that look like?
Sure. I'll give you an example. So we had this guy call up and he goes, hey, Johan, I know you run a digital agency. Now I grew up with this guy. And, you know, we went to school together. He's like, hey, I know you run a digital agency. Can you run Facebook ads for me? I go, we can, but let's do an audit of your business. He goes, no, I don't need an audit of my business. Just run the ads for me. I go, I'm sorry. It's part of our process. We have to do an audit. So we stick to our processes. So we do an audit and we find out that he's got a database of 12,000 people who he has not marketed to in 3 years. We go, well, you know, hey, you've got 12,000 people here. Give me 1,000 of these and I want to do a direct mail campaign. He goes, direct mail campaign? Are you serious? That wasn't that like from the 90s? I go, yeah, it was. But guess what? Everybody's on Facebook these days and Google. How about we do something different? We'll do a direct mail campaign. So now to these guys, we did a direct mail campaign. So do you know who Dan Kennedy is? No? Anyway, Dan Kennedy is the king of direct marketing. So picture this. So I want you to picture this. You know, you get an envelope on your desk. It's a yellow envelope. It's got confidential stamped across it. It's got your name handwritten. And inside, you can feel like there's something inside. Would you open up that envelope?
Yeah, probably.
Most likely you would, because it doesn't look like a bill. Therefore, it must be a present, right? Mm-hmm. Or a gift from Amazon or something. So you open it up. Go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it looks like something that's interesting. It's not your stereo. It's not your typical, yeah, I'm trying to sell you something, or this is a bill, or this is clearly a brochure, or whatever that is.
Exactly. So you open it up, and then there's a letter and a post-it note with a little arrow saying, hey, you know, and there's a little dinosaur attached to it. And it says, hey, your lead generation system has gone the way of the dinosaurs. In this guy's case, it was insurance policies. Your insurance policy has gone the way of the dinosaurs. It's extinct. We're really worried. You're not covered. You know, give us a call or watch this video to show you how to re-engage, whatever it is. That was a call to action. Now, a lot of people would have picked that up, looked at it, gone, oh, wow, that's quirky, and then thrown it in the bin, which is fine, which is what we expect. We generally get about a 3 to 4% rate, open rate on that. And so, and action takers. So from there, we get the next 2 days, 2 days later, they get another one with two dice. So same envelope. Now they've got two dice. It goes, are you gambling with your business's future? You've got no insurance. Yeah. Again, gets that laugh. They're like, oh, these guys are hilarious. 2 days later, they haven't taken us up on that. Then they'll get a magnifying glass and goes, we will show you, please read the bottom line. We'll show you how to, you know, grow your business by 20%, whatever it is, all of these types of things. And now, by now, we're getting at about 20% engagement rate at this point in time. So 20% of those 1,000 people are calling and booking. Now, the last piece that we send them is a postcard. So I want you to picture this postcard with a dude with big binoculars going, we're looking for you everywhere. Where are you? Are you okay? We're really worried. Please, we don't care about your insurance policy. Just let us know that you're alive. And that, again, gets more for a laugh. And they go, all right, cool. I'll call or I'll do whatever. And so, yeah, the maximum engagement rate we've seen on that is a 20%. So 20% on 1,000 people. So those 1,000 people, it cost us $3 per mailing, right? So we did four mailings out. It's not even four mailings to every person, but let's just say four mailings out in total. Four times $3 is how much? $12 per person. Mm-hmm. We sent it out to, and this guy, for his clients, he makes between $5,000 to $25,000 per client. Mm-hmm. So $12 per person times 1,000 people is $12,000 in ad spend. So $12,000 in ad spend, and he had 20% of those 100 call up and book. Just 200 people called up. Actually, it wasn't called up and booked, who took up his service. So 200 multiplied by 5,000, which is the bottom line of it, is how much?
Sorry, 200 by 5,000?
Yep.
$1 million.
Would you spend $12,000 to get $1 million?
Yeah.
So that little strategy. So anyway, so I'll fast forward a couple of weeks. So we're now a month down and he calls me up. He goes, shut it down. Shut it down. I go, shut what down? He goes, shut down the campaign. We can't handle anymore. We're booked up for 6 months. I was like, cool. So when do you want to run these Facebook ads? And that's by doing our process. You got to realize that you are the authority in what you do. People will tell you what they want, but at the end of the day, they want the end result. It's for you to determine the solution that's best fitting for them. So if I had gone down the route of what he wanted and just ran Facebook ads for him, I could have blown $12,000 on that and generated a few new leads for him. Mm-hmm. But would it have gotten the result that he got with the methodology that we implemented? The answer is probably not.
So I'm curious, what does that audit, that customer audit look like when you first are onboarding a client?
Sure. So it's a 4-hour workshop where we go through every detail of their business. every detail of the business, their employees, their databases, their systems, their management, everything.
Interesting. Is that a paid audit? Do they pay for that?
They certainly do.
Interesting. How much, what do they pay for that?
$5,000.
Gotcha.
But they get a report at the end of it with options of how to implement that.
And how to implement. Interesting. I've always loved the idea of the like getting our customers to pay to be part of our sales process. And I like, it's really interesting to encounter somebody that's actually doing this. And so is this your primary, your primary funnel? Like everybody that becomes a customer?
All day, every day. In order to become a client, you have to do this process because we need to understand your business intimately so that we can provide you with the right solutions.
Gotcha.
If you want us to just do stuff for you, be monkeys, go to another agency.
Go to a zoo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hop on a flight to Sydney. The Taronga Zoo is beautiful.
That's right.
So I'm curious, what percentage of people go from this? So wait, before I jump from workshop, walk me through this for our workshop. So somebody comes in through your inbound funnel and they're like, hey, I want to become a customer, or they show signs. Is this like, is it first conversation and then you're like, hey, you got to go through a workshop, or are there a couple of conversations? What does that look like?
First conversation we have, we make sure we understand a bit of their business. We give them case studies. We show them how. I make it real for you in that first conversation. What is your business? What are your problems? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, great. You know, most people think that they're unique. You're actually not, but that's cool. That's even better because these are some strategies that we've implemented with other clients. And this is how it works. Do you see that these can actually work with you? The answer, oh yeah, of course that will work with me. Cool. Do you have these assets? Do we need to create these assets? Yes, we do. We have these. All right, great. You know, I met a guy yesterday. He's a very, very high level business coach. He's got books. He's spoken. He's bought and sold companies. He's built and sold companies. And he's struggling. I'm like, dude, why? You know, the reason you're struggling is because of there's a huge break here. And his messaging was all wrong. I go, well, your messaging is completely fucked. And excuse my French. But, you know, I go, your messaging is wrong. That's why you're targeting your... attracting the wrong people who then try and bargain with you to bargain down your price, which then makes you feel like shit. I go, what happens if we change it to this? And then while we did that, he was like fully charged and ready to go. And walking by the office, there was another person going to another office. I go, hey, come in here. I want you to listen to this. And I got him to pitch to the other person what his new messaging was. And the other person goes, holy shit, that's a lot of value. Where do I sign up? And the guy goes, I can't believe that worked. I'm like, yeah. So again, results in advance. So when you give people results in advance, they know like and trust you, and then they can see how that will work for them. Everything that we do is logical. So it has to make logical sense. So people buy through logic and then they rationalize it through emotion.
And so first step, so we talked about first step is basically like if somebody comes in inbound, outbound, however, the first step with the salesperson at your company is this like an introductory call. And then the second step is this workshop. And so the end of that first call is, okay, I think we can help. Here's what I think, like, what is the call to action on how do you sell that workshop? Right? Because basically that's what it is you're not saying, hey, we should do a next step. Hey, I'm going to send you a proposal. It's the next step is a workshop. How do you frame that up in the customer's eyes?
We just tell them, we go, this is what we understand from your business. Let's do a workshop. And in that workshop, we're going to figure out all the strategies to get through these blocks that are blocking you and move you to the next step. What does it look like if you could close 20% more deals every month? We will give you that framework. We'll give you that the collateral that you need to do that. Mm-hmm. And we have a war chest of direct mail sales letters, Facebook ads, funnels, everything, which we just open up and show them. And they go, wow, that must have cost, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 to build. I go, yeah, how would you like this infrastructure in your business? And they go, yeah, that's worth my $5,000.
Gotcha. And so that's the workshop is you're asking them a bunch of questions for 4 hours, and then you give them a report with here's all the materials, here's everything.
Yep. This is your strategy for the next 12 months in order to achieve your goal. And you can go, you can take this, you can go and do it with other people, or you can do it with us. whichever one you choose.
Cool.
But by the time we do it, like, they can take that. But then if they took it to company B and go, hey, let's do a direct mail campaign where we send dudes with binoculars, and those guys like, I don't know what you're talking about, but okay, let's try it. They haven't done it, so they don't know how to do it. So we become the experts.
Gotcha. That's super interesting. And then, the next step up from that is basically, if they want to engage, I think you said earlier, minimum is 50 grand to engage with you guys.
Correct.
Is that the rough sale? Okay. And so what percentage of people go from the workshop to become customers, roughly?
80 to 90%. Because the people who come to us, they're very qualified. They're not, and they know about us. They know the results. We only work with referrals. We haven't done any marketing in 5 years for ourselves.
Gotcha. Okay. Unique position that you guys are in, not having to do any marketing and just working with referrals.
Yeah. Well, actually, 95% of businesses run on referrals. And so referral marketing is one of the biggest strategies that you can implement. And most people ask for referrals at the end or a month after their sale. We ask for referrals at every point of every touch point.
And so after that first call, hey, do you know anybody else that is struggling with pains like this?
Exactly.
And then they do the workshop. Hey, do you know anybody else? They sign up. Hey, do you know anybody else?
Correct. And hey, you know, you've got a friend that I think they would benefit from the workshop. Why don't you bring them in? Bring them into the workshop. We'll work on both your businesses together.
Right on.
You can squeeze. Guess what? We just got two clients.
Beautiful. And so can you talk to me about the impact you've seen this framework have on businesses? I know we talked a little bit about the example of your buddy's company there.
Yep. We talked about my company, my friend's company. So my friend's company, when we started working with him, was 5 mil. It's now at 25 mil. We've probably given them about 8 strategies. So 8 strategies to go from 5 to 5 times the company is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And these are, again, goes back to the atomic marketing framework. It's stuff that every business should be doing, but they're not. I guarantee you, you talk to 95% of businesses, they don't know who their ideal client is. They have no follow-up systems. They have no short-term. They have no long-term. They don't have an irresistible offer. They go, hey, I build websites. So does another 1 billion people, and those guys are just in India, right? They don't differentiate themselves. There's no story behind what they do. They have expertise. So I'll give you another story. In the 1970s, right, I think in America, there was this beer company, and they were going bankrupt. They met a consultant. The consultant said, hey, what's your process? And they go, oh, you know, this is what we do. We drill down however number of miles, blah, blah, blah. We get pure fresh water. He goes, done. That's the thing. Let's do that. So he goes, their marketing campaign was, we drill down 2, 3, 5, 10 miles. I don't remember the number. And we only use the purest water. That became their marketing campaign. So guess what? Every other beer company has to do the exact same thing, except these guys publicized it. So any other company that came up after it and goes, hey, we did that too, they look like copycats. So now how does that translate into the real world? We're talking about this financial planner. This financial planner, their price point is 5 to 25,000, as we spoke about just before. And I said, okay, what's your close rate? They go 20%. You got 20% close rate. That is shit. They go, how do you, you know, we need to make that better. What is your process? So they go, their process is, one, they have a 2-3 hour meeting with the client. So it's called a, what do they call it? It's a discovery audit.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever it is. So they have a discovery meeting where they talk for 2-3 hours, then they go back. Then they do research and all the strategies. Then they come back to the directors of the company, who then make a decision on 3 strategies, a low, medium, high risk strategy for that person. They do some more statement of advice. They do some more research. Then they present that to the client, and then the client accepts or rejects it. So imagine doing that and only 20% accepting it. That's 2 weeks of work to score 20% of clients. It's a lot of work. So now how we changed the sales process is we at the first meeting, we showed them. We drew a little diagram and said, this is our process. One, we have this meeting. Two, I go back and I sit down at my desk for 8 hours and I find out the exact strategies that we need to do for you. Then I have a meeting with the directors of the company 2 days later, and they have a look at the strategies and make sure that this is the right strategy for you. And then we come up with the low, medium, and high strategy. And then from there, we go and talk to all these different funds and investment companies, and we come back to you with the best offers for your financial future. And you know what people started saying when they presented them with that? They said, why is it so cheap? So by showing them the process that they have to do, they go, you did 2 weeks of work for $5,000? Are you serious? Like, that's crazy. And, you know, the directors are looking over this, and you're going to do all this research, and you're talking to all these companies. That's really cheap. So we flipped the script around.
Interesting. Huh. I really like that. And
the best part about it is every financial planner has to do that exact process, except these are the guys who are publicizing that this is what they do. So now anybody else who goes and starts talking about it, I go, oh, but that's what those other guys do. You guys are just copycats.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, we've heard about this before. Somebody else is doing it and it's so-and-so.
Exactly.
Awesome. And so in this whole process, where do most people get stuck?
At every step. It's the truth. You know, we talk to companies that have existed for 15 years and they don't have the right foundations. Last week, we're onboarding new clients from this new digital agency that we bought. And they're an $88 million company. They want to get to $200 million. They have no vision, no mission, no purpose. They know that they want to get to $200 million, but they have no brand. They have no presence. They've got a database of 78,000 people who buy from them who don't even know why they're buying from them. Well, anyway, all this stuff. So they're an old company, but now they need to, innovate. So now we're going to help them with that process. So this is not a bragging point, but this is just to show you the power of everything that I've showed you that when implemented, this is the result. At the end of that meeting, I leave and I get a phone call. And the guy, so we sold them a $300,000 strategy. I get a phone call from the guy. He goes, just so you know, we've put aside $2 million for you guys over the next year to work with us. I was like, fuck, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So just by walking them through and showing them the results or what is possible, yeah, it doesn't matter what the size of the company is. They're all broken. Every company that you talk to is broken. Hmm.
And so if I pull this up a level and I look down at your sort of the overall strategy, it's you have a framework that you sell to, right? And you walk and it's not just sell to, but sell and deliver to, right? And the whole idea is you're trying to give them as much value pre-sale as possible, but then you got to get them warm enough that they're willing to contribute that $5,000 for that initial assessment and strategy. And in that $5,000, you're going to give them the whole strategy. This is everything that we do. This is how we do it. And it's tailored to your business. And then basically from there, you have a very high percentage of companies that are actually converting from you've given you $5,000 to we're going through with the full $50,000 project.
Correct. So $5,000 is for the startup companies. For that $88 million company, they did not pay $5,000. They paid a lot more because there's a lot more that goes through that. And if I said we were going to charge them $5,000, they'd laugh us out of the building.
Yeah.
If I said that they had to give us $5,000, they'd laugh us out of the building because to them, for that type of workshop, a full day workshop, they pay $20,000 to $50,000. Hmm.
Gotcha. And so are you doing these in person or is it over the phone or what does that look like?
It depends. So we've got clients all over the world. So it's done in person and over the phone. Why Zoom? Zoom is amazing technology. We just went to a Tony Robbins conference in Las Vegas. And we picked up a whole heap of clients from there. And so now we have a sales team who stays up at night over here so that they can serve those guys.
Right on. That's awesome. Okay. And so it sounds like, I love the sales process. I always it's always interesting getting people on here with sort of a different perspective. This is way like outside your Silicon Valley, you know, have a bunch of SDRs, have a bunch of account execs, sort of feed them with this. This is the what did you call it? Is it Dave Kennedy? Sort of
Dan Kennedy. Yeah.
Dan Kennedy and Jeff Walker kind of.
Jeff Walker's product launch formula. Yep.
Yeah. Inspired.
If you go to my Facebook page and you look at my profile photo, it'll show you everybody who's influenced my brain, and they're all on there.
Nice. Right on, man. I feel like I could keep you on the show forever, but I want to be respectful of your time because it's your morning. It's awesome. Your Friday already, my Thursday. So I want to bump to the lightning round here and then move into our last step here. So really quickly here, lightning round, how do you get people to reply to your emails?
They always do. Otherwise they miss it. They get FOMO.
Gotcha. So just so much value ahead of time that they have to.
So you
don't strike me as a guy who does too much cold calling, but if your reps how do you handle the brush off?
I tried cold calling once. It was the worst thing in the whole world because I'd call up and, you know, one of my friends, he runs a sales training organization and he gets people in his training course and he gets them to make calls on the day. So he trains you for one day and the second day you make calls. And the average amount of money generated is around 600 grand per person that's in that room. So it's a very high value, you know, thing. And so I've never done cold calling before until that day. And I called up people and I'd be like, hey, it's Johan Nogueira. How are you? And they're like, dee, dee, dee. I'm like, what the fuck? That guy just hang up on me? Anyway, I never had so many people hang up on me before. I've never done cold calling. And for me to call, and I don't have an ego, but I know the power of my name. So when I call up and I say, hey, it's Johan here, people pay attention. But then for somebody who doesn't know me, when I call them up and they don't know me and they're like, what the hell is this? And they hang up. It was like, weird for me. So I don't do cold calling. I've tried it once. It sucked. It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. And I don't think I'm ever going to do that again. So there's a difference between sales and marketing. I'm really, really, really good at marketing. I probably suck at sales.
Gotcha. Cool. So last question of the lightning round. What do you do when you need to push at the end of the quarter?
Well, right now it is the end of the year. And so we've just told all of our guys, you've got 6 weeks to make hay. Mm. And so the sun is shining, go for it. And they have just been going at a million miles an hour. So that in Australia, we shut down from the 15th of December to the 15th of Jan. And during that time, we go supercar driving. We have all these experiences. And all the guys are high performers. So they love to compete. So one of the guys, he closed 1.2 million last month. And so now everybody else is trying to catch him.
Right on. That's a great place to be in having such a beautiful competitive team like that.
Yep.
So last question, I know you said you hate cold calling. So I thought, you know what better way to wrap this episode than to make you do it one more time. So let's take a minute and your opportunity to promote anything that you want. We'll do a quick cold call replay or cold call role play. And so before we jump in, let's set the stage. Who am I? Who are you selling to? What's my role in that organization?
I don't know if this will work because I don't really do call before. All right, let's give it a try. Let's do it. Why not?
We've prefaced this with, it's not going to be great and that's okay. I'll take it easy on you.
It's cool. Let's do this. You're going to be, CEO of, I don't know, CEO of a company and you've got some stuff from me and I'm calling you up. Cool.
Cool.
All right. So ring, ring.
Hey, this is Colin.
Colin, how's it going? It's Johan here. How are you today?
Good. Who?
Awesome. Did you get my dinosaur?
Your dinosaur?
Yeah.
The purple dinosaur that showed up in the mail? That was you?
That's right. That one. And what about my little magnifying glass?
Yeah, you're a weird dude.
Well, it got your attention, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
And that's the point of what we do. We do that so that we can stand out. Now, you know, we're specialists at lead generation, and here we are on the phone having this conversation, and you found our lead generation strategy really interesting. That's why we're still here. Am I right?
Yep.
Awesome. And you're a $200 million company. I see that your sales are down this quarter, and you know what? We've got some strategies for you that we can show you, which will increase that by 20%. So that's a $40 million deal that I can show you how we can help you pull off. Are you interested?
Sounds like you get the meeting here. For somebody who doesn't know how to cold call, you know, I love the, did you get my dinosaur opener? That's, I was genuinely trying to think of an objection to say, and then you came at me with, did you see the dinosaur I sent you? And I was, my brain went, what the fuck? I guess, yes. Amazing. If people want to learn more, what's the best way to, for them to find out about your atomic marketing strategy?
Awesome. So what we're going to do, I'm going to get the boys to create a page just for you. So it'll be businessauthorities.com/Colin. Mm-hmm. And when they go there, they can download the, what do you call it? The atomic marketing framework. They can watch a video of how it all works. We're going to show you the business authorities formula, and they can sign up because I'm releasing the book soon. So they can sign up to get our book.
Perfect. And just make sure for everybody involved, Colin with two L's.
All right. Awesome.
And what's the, if they're trying to, sorry, go ahead.
businessauthorities.com/COLLIN.
Beautiful. And if they want to get in touch with you, they got a question about something that we talked about today, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Jump on that page and they'll get my details once they register.
Beautiful. Right on. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I feel like I learned a ton. I loved going deep on your sales process. That was super fun.
Cheers, man. Thank you for having me. We'll talk soon.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cue the outro music. Man, that was great.
Awesome. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, man. Was that fun?
Oh, it was great. I've got 2% battery. Yes. Oh, I was sitting here going, my battery's about to die.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, I don't want to keep you long, but is there anything I can do to return the favor?
Just, you know, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger and think about how we can work together. I'd love to work with you. Love to see how we can work together. We've got, as I said, the book is launching probably in about 2 months, but cool. We've got a fast track program that's about to launch. You can become a partner. There's really good commissions in there for you. You can put it into your podcast and you'll just get a check from us for anybody who signs up through you. So anybody gotcha. Who goes through that businessauthorities.com/Colin, it gets tracked to your name. So then we can see how much business is generated from there. And then I'd love to send you, you know, whatever, depending on how much business comes through there, what type of car do you like?
Don't worry about it. It's I do this because it's good content, and yeah, if you want to send the money somewhere, send it to a charity. So
cool. Well, one of the things we didn't actually get to talk about is we support B1G1, and that's one of the biggest drivers of what we do. We do this because, as I said, once you get to a certain stage, it's not about money anymore; it's about the impacts. So by running that event in February, we actually had we helped 1,070,000 people. Just through that. So when you go to the businessauthorities.com page, you'll see all the different impacts that we created. So yeah, happy to donate the money to B1G1 and all the different causes that can help.
Beautiful. Right awesome, on, man.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.